You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Larry Bluestein, Danny G, up until 7 o'clock this evening. Shortened version of the South Florida High School Football Show, as we'll lead you right into the Florida Panthers as they're in the Motor City in Detroit taking on the Red Wings this evening. Last week, FAU began spring practice. Brand new coach in hand. Obviously, Tom Herman takes over. We had him earlier this spring on, or I guess it was earlier this winter. We just started spring today officially. Somebody with a great background, somebody who can come in here and do a lot of the things that Lane Kiffin did. He's got that experience and certainly a lot of talent, but a lot of things to accomplish in his first spring before things get finished on Saturday, April 15th at noon in their spring game. Zach Weinberger for the Palm Beach Post has been on top of it. He knows this team inside and out. He's kind enough to join us this evening. Zach, thanks so much for taking the time.
Of course, no problem, Lou.
Big spring, obviously. Anytime you have a new coach, it's going to be very vital because, you know, you got to learn your personnel. You've learned it from watching film. You've seen it, you know, on rosters and depth charts. But now you got a chance to eyeball these kids and see what they can do and see if they fit the scheme that you're ready to run. How's that gone so far?
Well, Blue, you kind of just hit it on the head when it comes to a first-year head coach. You're kind of just like, you know even – just talking to Coach Herman earlier in the week when obviously spring started, spring practice officially started, he's saying everybody's starting at square one. It doesn't matter how successful you were last season. Everybody's going to get an equal chance to kind of prove and be on the first team, be on the second team, et cetera. Just speaking to Coach Rock, Bellatoni back at FAU, Coach Charlie Fry, last Saturday was a huge practice. First practice with full pads on, and again, this team wants to be tough, wants to be physical. The one thing that has been very sort of as a standout sort of quote from a lot of the players is that they love the change of culture between the last coaching regime and this one. And even with just a couple months in, it has been very beneficial for them.
You know, Zach, when you take a look at the roster, I mean, it's an ever-changing roster, and obviously with Coach Taggart, he made some changes and, you know, it probably infused a lot of kids from, like, the middle of the state, New Orlando area, the Lakeland area. But the one thing that they also did was add a lot of South Florida kids. And obviously that's huge when you're taking a look at, you know, getting fan support and overall support. And it's always, you know, I mean, it's always nice to have some kids, you know, from the Tri-County area. We've said so long that of all the years they've been playing football, they've never recruited a kid from Boca Raton High School. They've had them, they've come back, but they've never had a kid that they started out and it's across the street. But that's one thing that you're going to probably see a lot more of, the Palm Beach County, the North Broward area being recruited. Talk about that, because I think that's a very important, not only to get the fan base larger, but also from a talent standpoint, we all know that how much talent is in this area.
No, absolutely. And I think I would hope that any South Florida Division I school would go ahead and recruit South Florida. It's just such an easy sort of pathway, especially when you have a program like FAU that's just kind of been on the come up, especially in the football program. You're entering in the AAC next season. It's going to attract a lot of attention, even like just kind of seeing it, not a different sport, but just kind of seeing how the basketball team's doing. It just added sort of promotion for the school and how much of the come up they're on. But you know, you just kind of said it yourself, not a lot of sort of Boca Raton, Del Rey kids. There's a couple here and there, but as kind of Herman gets into the, you know, the seasons in, and we're just going to be seeing a lot of those, and especially a lot in South Florida in the tri-states, like you said, you know, Broward and Dade and Palm Beach. It's such an easy sort of area to recruit. And that was one of the big things that Herman and the other coaching people on the staff have said, is that they want to get people in here. And again, it's just to their benefit because it's so close nearby and with the better facilities.
Yeah, no doubt. Zach Weinberger joining us, Palm Beach Post. And, you know, you take a look at, you know, the kids on the roster. And, you know, I mean, there's some names that a lot of people are familiar with. The Peter Warwick Jr., obviously everybody knew you knew of him and his dad from the past. But one of the guys that's stood out, and I think you and I talked about him, is a running back out of Miami Northwestern, Zaberry Mobley.
Yes.
A kid that really pushed hard last year for playing time. He got bigger and stronger, and definitely in a crowded running back room, which is a good thing. Talk about him and what you've seen as far as his maturity.
Well, listen, I mean, he was one of those players from last season that people were really excited to get to kind of see more of from, and obviously we got that, you know. And obviously, it's funny because one of the There is a couple areas here in the offense that are being retained here that, again, you look at the running back room, you still have Larry McCammon, especially Mobley is going to be a huge part of the offense. I know Tom Herman and a lot of the coaches said everybody's going to start from square one, but, you know, you're really expecting Mobley to take a huge jump here in his redshirt sophomore season, you know. And, again, like you said, one of those guys from the South Florida area that's just going to just pay off dividends for FAU. And I expect him and Larry to be just, you know, huge additions to the offense. And especially with the way that, you know, Charlie Fry likes to run his offenses, even though he's a QB at heart, he knows the running game is going to be huge and how the offensive line has retained a couple of players from last season. But Mobley's going to be a huge part of the offense. That's kind of one of my big banks for the season for sure.
Yeah, no doubt. And the one thing you did allude to is the fact that the coaching staff, where Tom Herman may not be as familiar with this state, Charlie Fry is, Rock Bellantoni is. I mean, somebody who's recruited Brandon Harris, who you know, is a leftover from the last staff, and he's a co-defensive coordinator, and he also coaches cornerbacks. Ed Warner, who's somebody very familiar. Derek Gibson, who coached at Miami Killian. Chris Perkins. Guys like that, and that really makes the recruiting a lot easier. I mean, you have people like that, and talk about that. You know, you have a guy like Shane Marinelli, who's the director of high school relations, somebody who knows the area, knows the kids, has been working with them. So to have a lot of those guys like that in place, I mean, that's a win-win.
No, absolutely. It's not only is it just great for the short term, but it's also just great for the long term. You mentioned Shane. I feel like that's kind of one of the ones that people don't really talk about, right? But when you're in the recruiting, you kind of know what Shane has been doing besides before he got the position at FAU and the relationship that he has with the kids. But like you said, I think that kind of bringing back Coach Bellantoni for the defensive coordinator position is huge, not just for the team and the defense, but because he's recruited for FAU before and recruited against them as well. So he's kind of bringing back all that knowledge that he's had coming back here. And even he said, you know, it's a dream opportunity to come back here. He didn't even want to leave in the first place, but now he's back here. And again, just like you mentioned, all the guys on the coaching staff that can just, you know, recruit their ass off, excuse my language, but, you know, the recruiting tactics here from them has just been kind of stellar. That's kind of the one thing, even under Willie Taggart, the recruiting has been exciting. You know, he has built that up. And now Herman's going to bring what he's done, especially over there in Texas and South Florida. To me, it's kind of like a match made in heaven, especially when you have that experience in recruiting Texas and South Florida, which are considered obviously two of the best places to recruit.
Yeah, no doubt. Spring game coming up, a noon game on April 15th, which is a Saturday. Really good time. Especially to bring in a lot of recruits, potential recruits earlier in the day. Talk about that, and you know, I mean, because I know a lot of people are excited about it, and I think we'll have you on before that, but that's a good time to have it on a Saturday afternoon like that at noon. I think you're going to get a good crowd.
No, absolutely, and I think, again, like the way that the program, and especially even just the university is, They're really in a great place right now in terms of advertisement. You know, I mentioned the basketball team before, and you know, kind of being in the Sweet 16 and just the amount of advertisement that's bringing to the university. You know, just the atmosphere of the school itself has just been different. You know, and I think that besides basketball, football is just going to amplify that so much, especially if Tom Herman just starts to win here. You know, and again, the spring, even to Coach Herman and Charlie Fry and Rock Bellantoni, they've said that there's a lot of improvements that need to be made kind of going into the spring game. But, you know, you're retaining a lot of players from last season that played so well on both sides of the ball, and plus the guys, the younger guys that are just improving. I mean, this team really has a bright bright future ahead. So we'll see. And again, the spring game is going to be the first sort of excitement that we'll see from the fans. So I'm interested to see how the turnout is going to be. I imagine it'll be pretty good.
Yeah, no doubt. Zach, let everybody know how they can follow you, website, social media.
Absolutely. You can find me on Twitter at Zach Weinberger. And again, you can find myself at the Palm Beach Post. Besides football, you know, this week is going to be pretty huge with the March Madness. I'll be up there in New York covering it. So
nice.
It's going to be a fun time. Yeah.
Oh, great. God, good. Good. Go Owls. I'd love to see it. I think this is great. We watched the game last night. They played extremely well. And I think from the standpoint of the country getting a chance to see it, you know, the first game, a lot of people were, okay, you know, they're here, but, you know, whatever. But then they beat a team that beat a pretty good team. So yeah. I think they got everybody's attention. They've done tremendous. Zach, thanks so much. We'll talk with you soon.
Of course, Blue.
Good stuff. Zach Weinberger, Palm Beach Post, covering FAU. Good time for him. You know, not just the spring football, but also you got basketball. You know, I mean, and especially Sweet 16. Two of the 16 teams in the country from here. Or is that crazy? I mean, that's, from the South Florida area.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.